In the time since 9/11, the FBI has been given greater surveillance powers, and with this anniversary, the Bush administration is calling for a further expansion. Yesterday, in a speech at the FBI, the president said Congress should remove what he called unnecessary obstacles in terror investigations. The president's remarks are part of a multi-pronged effort to speed up the war on terror. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
For months now, the administration has been asking for help, arguing that new anti-terror laws don't go far enough. Among the tools the president is asking for, the ability to get something called administrative subpoenas. Mark Corallo of the Justice Department says the government knew it needed broader subpoena powers right after the 9/11 attacks.
There was a need for the FBI to get information from a number of hotels, and they couldn't get them immediately. Now, yeah, they eventually did get them, but they needed them faster.
That's because the department has to convene a grand jury to issue certain subpoenas and get hold of the documents. Now the government says the FBI should be able to issue those subpoenas on its own. So the department asked Florida Congressman Tom Feeney to introduce this new power as legislation, and he did. Feeney says federal investigators need to work quickly because that's how terrorists work.
These are not people that who tend to stay in one place. As soon as you're on their trail, they get up and move. So it's very important that we give the Justice Department the capability, when necessary, to go expedite the subpoena process.
Feeney says an individual who receives one of these subpoenas can always resist, but Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology says that does not protect the target of the investigation. Administrative subpoenas are served on third parties, banks or insurance companies,
who really don't want to spend a penny hiring a lawyer and going to court and trying to contest something that they have no direct interest in.
Dempsey says, in fact, the FBI has been trying for decades to expand subpoena powers lost in FBI reform efforts during the 1970s.
Much of the period before then, the FBI agent could just walk into a bank or any other business, show his credentials, and ask for, and almost always got, records under the table.
Dempsey says the government just wants to do away with judicial oversight it finds onerous. Same goes for another proposal the president says he supports, the right to detain terror suspects without bond. Mark Corallo of the Justice Department says it's true. A prosecutor can persuade a judge to hold a suspected terrorist without bail.
However, there is nothing codified, and we think it's just as important to have it codified in law for terrorism as it is for other violent criminals, for drug dealers. I mean, these are things that do exist in law now. They ought to be extended to terrorism.
Many legal analysts say keeping the courts involved keeps the government in line. Former Justice Department official Mark Rash says the pretrial detention idea just cuts the courts out of the picture.
We're not talking about giving judges the authority to detain people. We're talking about removing their authority to release people.
The administration has presented these and other measures as discrete proposals in Congress. Officials have apparently decided the climate is not right for passing them all at once, as they were able to do with the Patriot Act just weeks after 9/11. But the administration may also be hoping that this campaign will balance out a wish by many in Congress to cut back the government's new anti-terror powers.